Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code CHRIS2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's CHRIS and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
So I'm at the Bright booth with Robert Scales from Rain City Studios, and he had to help me with my M audio just to get it to work here, and thankfully he's geeky enough to take it over and fix it for me. So tell us what you think about the M audio. I thought this was supposed to be easy. How come it wasn't easy for me?
I think it was just your setting. I've been using the M audio and I put it on MP3 recording because I get more time and it's just easier. I like doing gonzo, like recording, like with my video camera, my film, and audio vlogs. So personally, I just put it on the simple setting. So when I transfer my file, I can just upload it right to my blog or wherever I upload my files. So yeah, I think that was like the one setting difference between you having it set up on Wave and like now having it on MP3.
And explain to all the ungeek people and the uncool people what gonzo is.
My version of gonzo comes from like Hunter S. Thompson, who's the ultimate like, you know, gonzo journalist. I think he coined the phrase. And I'm lazy. I sleep 4 hours a day, and I go about taking lots of pictures, lots of video recording, and sometime I pull out my M audio like the one you have and do some podcasts. The last thing I want to do at the end of my day when I have, you know, 700 pictures, 40 minutes of video recording and 20 minutes of like audio is to start like doing editing. So gonzo for me is on the go. I take a picture, I film, or I audio blog, and I can just grab my file as it is, rename it, tag it, upload it, put a title and description, and that's it. It's done. So anything to make my life simple, like, but pass on information about events that I attend, shows that I see, or cool people that I meet. I like to do it, and so I try to keep it simple.
Okay, so I want to talk about the ungeek stuff. You know, Chris usually takes over on that, and I'm sure he'll come and grill all you guys about that. But I want to hear about all these cool past lives that you've had. I talked with Chris Krug, and he said that you are a man of the world. So tell me about that. Are you turning red here, Robert?
Yeah,
are you?
I am.
Tell me about how you got cultured.
I grew up in Montreal, and I guess my family is pretty liberal, so we were pushed to do different things and just take it as it is, you know, like go for face value. My mom always told me, like, if you don't ask for it, you'll never get it. So I've always been curious, and I think, you know, in whatever form, curiosity killed the cat, but I tried to push it to the limit as like...
What life are you on?
You know, it's just sometimes you want to do something different, and I'm not the kind of person that just sit there and wait for it to happen. I just go and do it. So I've scuba dived in Central America for a year and like worked down there, and I've worked in telecommunication, was in the army, was a field medic, and work as a manager at Fido, like, which is a cell phone company in Canada. And, you know, I've done like different things, and I guess in 2003 was tired of working for the man and decided that I guess I wanted to be the man. I don't really see myself as that, but, you know, I just wanted to work for myself and do something fun that would give me the freedom to kind of live my life the way I wanted to. And I like working hard. I like playing hard. And I really like technology and geeky people and the internet. I mean, like, the internet is awesome. Like, all the tools and everything else that you can see, like, and it's becoming, like, more and more media rich. So, I don't know, like, it just, for me, it was a reflection of what I like about my life. I like to experience things, and I thought I want to do something that I'll be able to take it further, and no matter where I go in the world, I'll be able to do my job. I just need a computer and internet access and my toys and, like, you know, document and just have a good time. So I don't know, does that answer it?
I think that was great. So now all the women of the world who want to find out more about Robert Scales, where can they go to find out and share this journey with you?
I have two sites. My personal site is robertscales.org because somebody decided to register robertscales.com like a long time ago. And I've been really good at renewing it. I hope May 5th, 2006, he's got his credit card in order because it's mine. Mine. Anyway, and rainstudios.com, that's company that I'm running and playing with my partners and the people that work with us. And we're in Vancouver, so raincitystudios.com is our corporate site, and robertscales.org is where I just talk shit and do my own things and put my video blogs and try not to be too lazy and post once a while.
That was good. I found out about you through Chris Krug's site. I love his photography, so I went on there and I found out that you guys were having a party here. And the party happened last night, actually, at the Cactus Room. Rather than, it was going to be at a suite. I guess it outgrew the suite. Is that what happened there?
Long story short, I think originally we were going to have two suites at the Omni, and the theme was going to be Heaven and Earth, and we were going to have an Heaven room and a... No, Heaven and Hell. It was going to be like Heaven room and a Hell room, and like in the Heaven room you would have like angels like walking around massaging people, and in the Hell room you would have like tricksters like doing card tricks and whatnot. And it was a good idea, but the party is done by Bright, Rain City Studios, Newsvine, and Blue Flavor. And so we decided that we wanted to open it to a whole lot more people, and we thought maybe like 200 people in two suites might not be that great. So I think it's Brian from Blue Flavor that started doing some research and came back and said, we got to check the Iron Cactus. Look at like the Cactus Room. It's awesome. Good setting. Sixth best tequila bar in North America. So we just thought, let's go with it and see. And actually, it was really good.
Oh, it was a great time. I had a good time. I was there last night. It was fun. It was hot party. Although I would have liked to seen the angels and the devils. That would have been cute. Maybe next year.
I think it would have been an awesome setting, and I think we're debating doing it in another context. Like, so either like when we're going to do Northern Voice next year or
Gnome Dex, you know, in June.
Sure, like there's many options. I mean, like the circle of love and like trade shows, and you know, the internet is big, but it's not that big. Like, you know, like all the prominent people see each other on a regular basis, and I feel like I'm a newcomer on the block, so I get to meet all these great people that I've been reading for years and like kind of admiring, and now I get to meet them and talk to them. Like the highlight of my party yesterday was meeting Mike Davidson, who is kind of one of the reason why I started my own company. Like a long time ago, I was watching what he was doing, and he was doing a lot of Flash stuff, and I'm not really big on Flash, but I just like the concept of what he was doing, and that kind of gave me inspiration to start my business, and he was one of those persons. So yesterday my company was hosting a party with his company, and that was like kind of like an highlight. I was, wow, you know, like 3 years later I'm happy, like a lot of people around us are really happy. Bright is doing well, Rain City is like doing excellent, you know, like they're deploying we're deploying a lot of websites on their platform, and it's awesome. So
life is good.
Yeah, life is really good. And I don't know, I think it's all you make it, right? Like I'm really positive about things that I do. And even when I'm having a bad day, I look at like the bright side on it. See, no pun intended. Actually, it was.
That was good. That was good.
So, you know, like I always look at what's positive and like try to bring it out and make it happy. And yesterday was just an experience of for me, like, things coming together. Like we were over 200 people in the back room. Everybody was having a great time. I got a bunch of email this morning from people that I gave my card. They were like, right on, it was awesome, great party, thanks for the drinks. I lost count on my margaritas after like I think 20, but that's another story.
Thank you for your time, Robert. It was fun.
All right. Thanks, Ponzi.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code Chris1. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.